Welcome to Studio 86, in-depth discussions with RIT newsmakers. Come on inside.
Welcome inside Studio 86. I'm Mike Saffron of RIT University News. In Studio 86 today is Jared Lyon, who is a web developer for RIT University Publications. But Jared is with us today to talk about another interesting aspect of his life. We could describe it as an outside interest. Of his, an outside hobby or passion beyond his life here at RIT. And this will be the first in an occasional series of Studio 86 interviews, spotlighting guests, outside interests. Welcome, Jared, to Studio 86.
Hey.
Before we get into the details of this this passion of yours, this outside passion, tell us what you do for University Publications.
I am a web developer in University Publications, and what I do is I create websites mostly within our division, which is enrollment management, but also websites for various colleges. And we created a web template system that people can use if they wanted to rapidly create a website. So web stuff in general. Some people just say web guy as my title, not web developer.
Web guy, we'll call you from here on. And I mentioned you have, I use the word hobby, but that probably does a disservice because a hobby you might think of as, you know, kind of a occasional interest, passing interest, whereas this is more of a passion. Tell us about your interest in this old television series.
Well, my passion is for the TV show Twin Peaks. I run a festival that's called the Twin Peaks Festival. It's a yearly festival that has happened since the TV show went off the air back in 1991.
Let's talk a little bit about this series, first of all, and then we'll get into your involvement. It ran, you said, for a couple of seasons?
Yep, two seasons. The first season was a partial season, and the second season was a full season.
What network was it on?
ABC.
And how many episodes in total, then?
There was 29 episodes, and two of them were two-hour episodes.
Twin Peaks attracted a very devoted, almost a cult following, mm-hmm. Would you describe it?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's definitely a cult, cultness to it, I guess. There's all kinds of people, though. It's not just a very specific type of people, but most of them are very artsy people or creative people.
And why do you think that is? Why did this series, which was only on for a year and a half, why did it attract this cult following?
I think just because it was so different. It was a very unique show at the time. And though I don't think it won any real awards other than for sound and music, it just was completely different. It was a show that was avant-garde, it was artsy, and it came at a time when there wasn't that on TV, and there really hadn't been any TV like that before.
And it was created by?
It was created by David Lynch and Mark Frost. David Lynch was the film director, and Mark Frost had written for TV before as well. He did Hill Street Blues. Mm. So it was a unique combination of the two getting together, and it actually started as a separate project, but it ended up being called Twin Peaks.
Is this show on any of the cable stations in reruns now?
You know, it is on a couple of them. In Rochester, I have a friend that has been watching it on Time Warner Cable. I don't know what the channel is. And then around the world, it's still being aired just at various times.
Getting a little bit more into your passion for Twin Peaks, because your interest doesn't end with just, you know, you're a fan.
Right.
And you enjoy catching old episodes. You're involved, as you mentioned, in this annual Twin Peaks Festival. Tell us a little bit about that.
The festival, it started in 93, which was a year after the feature film. There's a feature film, Twin Peaks Firewalk with Me, that came out after the series ended. David Lynch felt that he didn't want to leave that world yet, so that movie happened. And a year after that movie came out, the Twin Peaks Festival was started by some fans. It's a weekend-long, it's usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday, events where people can just meet other Twin Peaks people. That we eat donuts, cherry pie. There's a bus tour of all the filming locations that were on the show. There's a movie night, which we do in conjunction with the Seattle Art Museum. Cherry pie, donuts, coffee. Those are very big things in Twin Peaks. And there's a cherry pie picnic the last day. And we also get celebrities that were on the show to show up.
And where does this take place?
It takes place in North Bend, Washington, which is about 40 minutes outside of Seattle, Washington. It's also, they call it the Snoqualmie Valley, that whole area.
And now this festival has, as you mentioned, been going on since 1993.
Yep.
You've only been involved, though, you attended your first one a number of years ago, but then became involved as a co-organizer, what, a couple of years after that?
Correct. I think 2001 was my first festival, and it was 2003 or 2004 that I actually started being one of the organizers. Over the years, the fest has had many different people organizing.
When is the next festival coming up?
The next festival is July 24th to 26th, that weekend. And it's just about always that weekend, because in the Snoqualmie Valley and North Bend, there's always things happening. They have a railroad festival. They have this thing called Alpine Days, which might have just been changed to a Mount Si Festival. So they always have a lot of stuff going in this little town, and we always try and fit our way in wherever we can on a weekend.
Now, for those who might be interested in attending the festival, or at least finding out more about it, but also finding out more about the Twin Peaks television show, part of your involvement has also been creating this website that we mentioned, TwinPeaksFest.com.
Correct. In terms of Twin Peaks, it really came 1990-91. The internet was just taking, you know, place, really. And people actually, it was one of the first shows where people were recording VHS tapes and then talking about it online. There was huge news groups, because at the time, that's sort of all there really was. They were news group postings about, you know, what do you think this means? You know, trying to solve different mysteries in the show. And so Twin Peaks has always had a large online presence. And that's how most of the people know each other. And one of those places, yeah, is the Twin Peaks Festival website.
Which you created, and generally you maintain that site as well.
Correct, yep. I designed this site, and we have a message board, there's a store, there's some general info stuff. I think there's a video with some photos.
And a couple of the newer releases, I guess we should say, related to the show, which you've also had a part in, the DVD Twin Peaks, the Definitive Gold Box Edition.
Right.
Came out, what, about a year or so ago?
Mm-hmm. Yep, back end of basically Halloween last year, yep.
And you are on that DVD.
Right. CBS Paramount came. They said they're going to be doing a DVD set, and this was back in 2006 when they approached us and said, hey, you know, the festival's coming up. Do you guys want to be a part of this DVD set that's coming out? And it's really going to be the first DVD set of Twin Peaks that covers as much as possible, because in the past, in the U.S., we didn't have the pilot episode, which is technically the first episode, on a DVD set that came out. So, you know, you're missing the first episode. That's sort of odd. And it's just been piecemeal trying to get a really complete set. So they decided they were going to do an awesome set and asked us if we wanted to be involved. And I said, sure.
Tell us a little bit more about your involvement. You're in there, I believe, in the introduction, a 20-minute or so featurette.
Right. Yep. On the last disc, it's a 10-disc set. I think it's called Return to Twin Peaks, and it basically is 20 minutes of, they came and filmed us, people at the festival, they interview me, they follow me around, I do a bus tour, they interview other people that were attendees of the festival, and they give you a good example of what the fest is like. And then there's a second part on that last disc as well. It's a location tour, and there's an interactive map of the filming locations, and I narrate that.
All right, so that's the DVD Twin Peaks, the Definitive Gold Box Edition, featuring Jared Lyon of RIT.
Correct.
Now, also out more recently, a new book about the creator?
There's, as part of the festival, we show a movie at the Seattle Art Museum, and the film curator has spent 10 years writing a book on David Lynch, and it's called David Lynch, Beautiful Dark.
And also for Twin Peaks fans, the soundtrack for season 2 is now available.
Right.
And I understand that the soundtrack for season 2 comes out some 15 plus years after season 1 was released.
Right. Yeah, that was what I was saying, how it was an award-winning. The first season CD won a Grammy Award, I think, for its music. And now 15 years later, because the Gold Box set was coming out, the DVD set, they decided they were going to go through the second season and see if they could find some more music, some, you know, unique things. And they, yeah, put it out on a DVD. Twin Peaks, second season, Music and More, I think is what it's called.
Any familiar bands that we would know on there?
Not really. There is a, most of it's sort of ambient music, although Julie Cruz might sing in a couple of them. But also Angelo Badalamenti, who composed all the music, he went to the Eastman School of Music here in Rochester. So there's a little local connection there. Oh, also, David Lynch just released a lime green box set that has like 10 of his movies on it. It might not be quite 10, actually. I think there's 6. But on one of those discs, the last disc, it's called the Mystery Disc, there's a Twin Peaks short film that he filmed earlier this year that we showed for the first time and only time at the Seattle Art Museum. So that's a little treat. It's filmed in a style similar to how they filmed the dream sequences on Twin Peaks. It's all acted out and phonetically pronounced backwards, and then they flip all that footage. So it has a very eerie feel to it.
So lots of goodies out there, perching the gift-giving season. Actually, we're in it right now. You got the Lime Green box set, new book, two soundtracks. Season 1 and Season 2 are both out there. Season 2 just released.
So. And there's a soundtrack to the film that took place after the TV show. So technically there's 3 CDs of music.
Okay, and the big DVD, Twin Peaks, the definitive gold box edition, which you are on.
Yep.
It's a lot that we're telling people about. If they were to go to your site, thetwinpeaksfest.com, would they be able to link out to all these other places and find all these good things?
They should be able to find most of it. We're not so much involved with trying to sell the various things on the Twin Peaks Festival website, but yeah, in the link section, there's a little, don't forget, gold box set and other various things.
And as we mentioned, or you mentioned when you were describing the site, you do have an online store, which on this day when we're talking, it's currently not working, but hopefully will be
right.
Soon. So if people were interested in mugs and things like that, perhaps they could go to your site for that.
Yep, they're sort of replicas of Twin Peaks props and stuff like that, mugs, like you said. And we had actually this year a design contest for our t-shirt. We always have a yearly t-shirt, you know, and we had like 75 entries. So there's definitely a creative fan community. And if you won, you would get a free ticket to the festival. So
how many people does the festival typically draw?
This past year, we had 120 attendees and from all over the world. There was 8 different people from Australia. 3 of them knew each other, but the other Australians were just random. And we get some Canadians. And I think there was someone from Croatia 2 years ago and from all over. It's really amazing that, you know, people are flying into the U.S. to come to this little town to see a filming location from an old TV show.
Now, your story from your involvement in the Twin Peaks Fest generated some positive publicity. You've had the opportunity to share your story.
Yep.
Who's covered this story?
Over the years, just every once in a while, there's random people that will get an email and they'll ask us some questions. This year, there was a story in Japan that came out. There's a lot of Twin Peaks fans in Japan, and there actually was a line of coffee that was promoted with a Twin Peaks label on it. So Japan and Sweden were this year. They were the big ones that we talked with this year. And also, we've been in the past, it wasn't this year, but in the past, we were in Newsweek, which was sort of a cool, I mean, that's a big publication. And then locally, obviously, there was Channel 10 News, the Rush Henrietta Post, and then, of course, here in University News, in the University Magazine and News and Events.
Well, let's reiterate then, the festival itself coming up in July of 2009.
Yep, it's July 24th to 26th.
And anyone interested in attending, probably the best thing to do is to go to this website that you created and check things out there, get all the details.
Right. The tickets don't go on sale until February usually, and that's by February we always have at least one confirmed celebrity guest. We don't have that right now. We're working on some of those people. One of them, one potential that we hope to get is a guy named Carl Steichen. He was on Twin Peaks, obviously. His character was the giant, but he's Lurch in the Addams Family movies that came out. He was on several Star Trek episodes, and I don't know what his character name was on that, but it's more, the people that were in Twin Peaks are more, at least the people that come to the festival, are the more secondary characters. You know, there's the big names like Kyle MacLachlan. He's been on Sex and the City, and I think he's on Desperate Housewives now. The bigger people don't have the time to come because they just have other projects.
Now let's give that website once again.
The website is twinpeaksfest.com.
Before we wrap up, why don't we find out a little bit more about you? As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, talking about lives beyond campus for, you know, many of the interesting people that we have here on campus. They're interesting lives outside of their everyday work. Where are you from originally, Jared?
I grew up in Barton, Vermont, and I just grew up on a little farm. I don't know how many cows we had, but maybe 50.
That's quite a few cows. Now, you also, we most definitely want to acknowledge, are an RIT alumnus.
Yes, I graduated in 2001 in information technology and am now currently taking more information technology classes, graduate level.
And you were also, as I understand it, very much involved in Computer Science House.
Yes, Computer Science House was a house. That's actually how I got involved in Computer Science House. I lived just down the hall from them, and they were having a thing called the Peaking, and people in Computer Science House just independently liked the show, and they were missing an episode, and I had all of them on tape, and then I said, oh, I've got the episode, and then I decided that they seemed cool enough if they liked Twin Peaks, so I should probably join.
So everything kind of interconnected here.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, you found some people who were interested in Twin Peaks.
Yep, I picked the right school, I guess.
Well, Jared Lyon, RIT web developer, RIT alumnus, and for our purposes in talking with you today, perhaps, I was going to say number one fan, but we could definitely say certainly one of the
biggest fans of
Twin Peaks. Thanks for coming into Studio 86 today.
You're welcome. It was fun being here.
Tune in next time for another in-depth discussion from Studio 86. Studio 86 is recorded live in Building 86 on the RIT campus and is produced by RIT University News Services.